Thank you.
Proud to recognize our admin professionals, most of whom have been showing up to work here because there's no way to do the jobs from home. And so we're really happy and we'd like to recognize them. And I'm sure you feel the same about your admin professionals at your place of work. So moving on, I just want to let the board know that we did have a virtual budget workshop on April 13th. We did a massive mail out to our regulated sources, and we also had considerable media exposure, primarily on radio and newspapers. And we had one person show up, and that was a consultant. We did not receive any comments on our proposed budget, and none were provided at the hearing or at the workshop as well. So, and subsequently, no other comments were received. So, you know, I know it's sometimes we like to see a lot more interaction with the public, but in this sense, I think it's good. That tells us that at least there's not a lot of consternation or concern with what we're proposing. Next, I'd just like to say we have some new recruitments underway. As I told you before, Ann is going to be retiring at the on July 30th. So we've started recruiting for her position, and that's the executive assistant clerk of the board's position. And in addition, we're recruiting for a new air monitoring specialist as Scott Norton, a 31-year employee with the district, will be retiring on May 4. So Scott leaves some big shoes to fill, size 31s, I think. So he'll be missed by everybody. He's a great employee. And, you know, he's pretty much lived in the monitoring realm and helped get that program up and running and has been working in that for all these years. So that's a huge loss to the district in terms of experience and personality. Is a great guy. So we will be starting that recruitment as well. And those are actually on our website now. If folks are interested in having people apply. Moving on to engineering, this is the time for my marina odor update. So since the last board meeting, we have had zero complaints regarding odors in the Marina Business Park area. And, you know, since 2017, this is typical because most of our complaints, or about 90% of them, are received between the months of October and April due to meteorological conditions, primarily onshore wind flow and inversion layer. So sometimes during May, September, we'll see when the winds die down and the temperature increases, we may see some complaints, but we're sort of through that place where we see the bulk or majority of complaints. On March 24, engineering provided training on the HARP emissions tool. That's the hotspots analysis reporting program. And so it's toxic emissions. This tool's used by our sources to that are subject to CARB's criteria and toxics reporting regulation to report the required elements according to that regulation. The new Costco gas station conducted vapor recovery testing on April 6th. I've actually used that station a number of times now. Two of our inspectors witnessed the testing as the station uses a unique system called remote fill. And this means that the ports to fill the underground gasoline storage tanks are not located on the tank directly, but remotely. And it's a safety feature. And so they can fill up when cars are still there. And the data collected during the testing will help inform the California Air Resources Board's update to test procedures for remote fill sites. So we think this is up and coming and will probably be a mainstay moving forward. The hearing board, our hearing board, also conducted the first variance hearing of the year on April 12th and then followed up on the 19th. The variance for Granite Rock was approved to allow for the operation of a low NOx burner while waiting for PG&E to complete modifications to the natural gas feed line to the burner. So that was successful. Planning and air monitoring, as you've heard, you know, the spare of the air hasn't been that big this year. We haven't had any conditions that would require us to call an alert, which requires residents to voluntarily choose devices, which other than fuel, wood fuel is used to heat their home. So we've had one exceedance this year in Boulder Creek at one of our air monitoring stations. That's for particulate matter 2.5 or smoke. But pretty much all of their other seasonal air monitors have been clear. And this includes the Felton Zyante Boulder Creek air monitors, and those will be taken down at the end by the end of April, since the wood stove season is pretty much shutting down at that time. Our wood stove changeout program has received 124 applications, 8 of which are low income. All $158,000 in project funds have been obligated, and we've established a waiting list. Not always obligations sometimes fall through the cracks. Some people can't go through with their projects. So we have a waiting list so people can jump in line if they're ready to go. The application for the diesel engine and equipment replacement program, which uses state grant funds for replacing higher polluting diesel equipment with cleaner burning methods, closed last month, and we received over 120 applications this year, more than any other year. I mean, it might be by twice as much. Staff is now evaluating the applications to rank potential projects based on cost effectiveness. Air monitoring staff, and I'm particularly proud of this, will install a sensor network by summer with up to 25 sensors to help monitor smoke from wildfires this season. We'll have a map and the concentrations of smoke in our area should we have a wildfire. And this is something that I promised that we would do. I'm very proud of this because we'll be one of the first districts in the country to do this. So we're using inexpensive or relatively inexpensive sensors for air monitors. We'll be working with a company called Clarity that will provide the sensors, and they will maintain them. And we'll have a sensor located in each city, which is pretty significant. In the past, we've had to deploy monitors depending on where the fires were and so forth. And there's usually a pretty significant delay, especially if we can't find modem or power or satellite link up or anything like that for the data. So finally, I just like to mention the American Lung Association State of the Air report came out yesterday. I received an embargoed copy, and they've already went to press this afternoon. I've received a couple inquiries from the media. So the highlights of the report, as you recall, every year, the American Lung gives us letter grades for how our air quality is in our three county jurisdiction. And it's no surprise, but Salinas, the city of Salinas, based on one monitor, usually ranks as some of the cleanest air in the nation. This year, we were in the top 22 clean cities, and this was for particulate matter pollution, or ozone pollution, I'm sorry. Monterey County received an A grade for ozone pollution based on 2017 to 2019 air monitoring data. Santa Cruz and San Bernardino counties received B grades, according to how the Lung Association does their analysis. So that's pretty good. Some people recall that San Benito used to get failing grades. So it seems like we're moving up in the grand scheme of grading. For PM2.5, however, all three counties received a failing grade for this time period. And although we haven't seen the analysis, we think it has to do with wildfires, that they're considered exceptional events by CARB and EPA. However, the data for these exceedances are included in American Lung Association's analysis. So anybody that had a fire in the state is showing basically a failing grade, which means most of the state. Interestingly enough, Hawaii, Honolulu, was one of the top cities, which similar to us is because of geographic placement right next to the water. In their case, they're on the water. So a lot of the emissions get blown out to sea. And a lot of our emissions, especially from Salinas, get blown down south because of the land sea breeze effect that's created by hot air rising in the valley area. So that's good news. So if you have any questions that the media, feel free to send them over. The American Lung Association, this report, State of the Air, is out now. So you can find them on their website. But, I think it's an interesting assessment, but by no means is it really comprehensive. And a lot of times it's not really viable or valuable. So that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to.
Thanks, Rich. We'll look for any hands raised. Yeah, it's always great to see the American Lung Association report. So maybe it's worth sending that link or just passing that on. The odor issue in Marina, gosh, I think I'd seen that there may be efforts to get the grand jury to look into it. It'll be interesting to see how that moves forward. Here we are. Anybody have any questions for Les regarding his report? If there are none, we'll go to the public and see if there's any member of the public that had comments or questions. Attendees, not seeing any. Okay, great. Well, that brings us to our consent agenda. We have 6 items on the consent agenda. Would any member of the board like to pull one of the consent items? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the public. I'm looking in the tab here, don't see anything. Any comments on any of the consent items, Ann? Nope. Okay, all right, great. So then we'll go ahead and look for a motion on the consent agenda. Is there a motion?
I'd be happy to move approval of the consent calendar.
Okay, great. Thank you, Director Askew.
Dillis, for a second.
Jack can have
it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Jack. Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and let's go ahead and call the roll.
When I call your name, please answer in the yes or no or aye or nay. Director Lopez?
Yes.
Director Dillis?
Yes.
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Director Kosmicki?
Aye.
Director Carbone?
Aye.
Director Labar?
Aye.
Director Coonerty?
Aye.
Director Story?
Yes.
Director McShane?
Yep.
Director Askew?
Yes.
Director Friend?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Great. Okay. Well, that concludes our business. Next, we have closed session. And I'm not sure, Les, will we have something to report?
There will not be any reportable action after closed session. I believe, you can note that in the minutes. I sent a separate invitation for the closed session, so please look for that. I sent it on Monday, I believe, is when I sent it around. If you don't have it, please let me know and I can resend it. But if we're done here, we can log out of this meeting and log into the closed session.
Okay, sounds good to me. I want to thank everybody for attending, and we will go ahead and stand adjourned and jump into closed session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.